And just in time to check in with WJR sportsman extraordinaire, Mr. Steve Courtney, as he welcomes in our MSU basketball coach extraordinaire, Mr. Tom Izzo. Take it away, Steve-a-roo.
All right, Dub, thank you very much. Good morning once again, my friend. So, Tom Izzo and the Spartans spend Thanksgiving weekend in Portland for the Phil Knight Invitational. Things went relatively well, going 2-1, paying off with that thrilling win on Sunday over Portland. Then no rest for the weary. They find themselves in South Bend, Indiana for a how you doing with the Fighting Irish Wednesday, part of the ACC Big Ten Challenge. Did not go well. 70-52, the final. The Irish win it. Let's talk about it now. Coach, how are you this morning?
Morning, Coach.
I'm good, guys. How are you guys? I'm good. You know, we, first of all, when you say Portland, I think most people would take it. Portland was very good. I mean, I'd say maybe the third best team we played. They had North Carolina beat, then they beat, I guess it was, Villanova pretty good. I mean, they're a very, very good team. So that was a good win after coming off the, Oregon win and of course the loss to Alabama, which played very good the first half, not as good the second half. But, Notre Dame, you know, just like we told our guys, here's a guy that Cornyak, who's a good player, but he was 5-for-23 from the three and he hit 5 in the first half.
Yikes.
5-for-23 for the year. So, you know, we looked a step slow. Was it the travel? Was it the excuses? I didn't think we played good or coached good, and we got to do both better. And, you know, you can use travel as an excuse. But from the beginning of that game, I didn't think we were in it. Second half, we should have been more tired and played a lot better. So, you know, maybe the physical fatigue didn't get us. Maybe mental fatigue got us a little bit. And I think it's another learning situation for our team. To realize that you got to be ready mentally and physically, and we'll grow from that, learn from that. And by the way, Notre Dame is a good team, and they shot extremely well the first half of that game.
Yeah, they sure did. But the fact remains, and again, no excuses, Tom, but you play three games in four nights in a different time zone. You come back. I would imagine fatigue was a factor, but you take a look at it this way. Fighting Irish with a 42-24 lead at the half, but then it's even in the second, 28 apiece. A.J. Hogarth trying to get things squared away. He finishes with 15 points. Tyson Walker has 12, and it's important to note, Tom, Tyson Walker, the poor young man, gets some very bad news during the pregame meal that he lost a family member. Not easy to go about your business when you get news like that.
Yeah, you know, it was a shame because, you know, he didn't tell us, and we found out as he was warming up, as tears were running down his eyes, I went out and grabbed him, and that's when I found out. So, you know, that, I mean, it was an older member, but it's, you know, everything affects everybody in a different way. And, you know, I felt bad for him. He did not play very well. I thought, as far as who played the best, I thought Hauser played the best in a lot of different ways. Mahdi struggled. We had a lot of guys that struggled. And, again, you can go a lot of reasons. But the bottom line is we have to play better. Going into the season, I told you we could be 1-7 after that stint. Once we won a game against Kentucky, you know, you hope to be 5-3 or 6-2. And yet we went out there and played well enough. And, we would have been 6-2. I said it would have been one of the great starts here in my era just because of who we played and where we played them.
Right.
Two trips to California. But couldn't quite get that done. 5-3 is not where we want to be, but 5-3 under the circumstances with the injuries, you know, we're going to move forward and see if we can, you know, get Jaden back a little bit this week and then a couple weeks more get Malik back, and in the meantime, we got to find a way to win games.
Well, and all of this, as you prepare, Coach, for the Big Ten opener, that will be at the friendly confines of the Breslin Center, 7 o'clock Sunday night. The 5-2 Northwestern Wildcats come a-calling. What do you know about this club, Tom?
Well, they have three guards that have started for 2-3 in 4 years, so They have four starters back. Barron, the 6'10 kid, hurt us last year. They did beat us here last year. It's a team that's very good offensively that has really changed, and they're holding opponents in the 30s and in the low 30s from three. They've become very good defensively. I think a lot of it's the experience with four starters back, and Chris does a good job. They're good offensively. They space the court. You know, it's one of those years when there's maybe not an elite team at the top of the Big Ten yet, but there's a lot of very good teams. This is a team that took Auburn, had them beat the whole game, lost by one at the buzzer. And so, you know, I think we'll have our hands full. You know, we're still trying to recover. We had yesterday off, and we're going to try to practice today and tomorrow, of course. But, you know, trying to get our sea legs back, and I'm sure we will. And it'll be a good game on Sunday.
All right, Coach. As always, thank you very much for your time. It is that time of year, by the way, the annual faxing of the Christmas list to you. You should have it today, and I appreciate it.
I'm sure I'll have some good items for you, both of you guys. Take care, guys.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck.
Get some rest.
Yeah, he needs a little rest. I know what it's like to be tired, and he's tired. God bless him.
What a run.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Stevie. Thank you, sir.
All right, Dove. Have a great weekend, my friend.
You too. Go Blue. Go Lions. All of that. Go USA. And by the way, go get your Wigleys, as Dana Clark was telling us in our Movie Show Plus. Brought to you by Wigleys, famous Eastern Market corned beef. You can step out of the cold and warm up with a hot Wigleys corned beef panini with Swiss, sauerkraut, and spicy mustard. Get it? At the Tavern at Tina's on North Avenue in Macomb Township.